rocking. The Grease Man, loving life, DC 101.
Have you ever gotten a divorce?
Oh, man. Admittedly, it's tragic. Admittedly, there is pain. But the weight that is lifted off you is like, I don't know, it's like having a piano on your chest and suddenly Hercules comes and lifts it off. It's like you can breathe again. You can see the stars. You can hear the birds chirp. At last, your burden has been removed. And so it was with Estelle. I remember in a last-ditch effort to save our marriage, we took a cruise. What could be more romantic? The sea spray. Champagne on the Fantel. The cocktail lounges, the mixers. The desolate beaches. But it didn't work. The first night we were there, we were invited to sit at the captain's table. Can you imagine that? What an honor that is. So we got there a little late because Estelle's lard behind took forever to get ready. And we tried to let ourselves in just as quietly as possible. We showed up just as the captain was saying grace. And it's real quiet. I mean, you could hear a pin drop and the whole room was quiet. And the captain's going in, may the blessed love of baby Yesu always be with us, as it is with this man. Just then Estelle goes, and everybody looks around. It's like, Jesus, Estelle, what a litter. I said, excuse us. What were you saying about key rice to you now? What? And good food, good God, good meat, let's eat. Right. So we sit down and everybody's glaring at us. And they come up with the shrimp cocktail for a little appetizer. That's when Estelle, her hay fever starts kicking in. You know, we weren't far away from port. And everybody's talking, oh, really? Have you been to three this time of year? That's when Estelle starts going, I mean, she blew out both the candles. You know, the waiter had to come back and relight them bad boys, which was hard to do because they were dripping somewhat. Estelle says, would you all excuse me? I have to go to the ladies' room. Does anyone else have to go? Of course, nobody wanted to go with her. Stupid Estelle, she didn't realize instead of tucking the napkin into her waistband, she tucked the tablecloth. The tablecloth into her waistband. And she gets up and just pulls everything off. I mean, the whole deal. The tables, dishes. I mean, it was a spectacle. The captain by now, as I can see, he's turning livid, livid. His cheeks are flushed. Of course, you know, the waiter's all running around. That's okay, that's okay, no problem. We'll clean up. And she's in there dabbing at everybody. Estelle says, maybe I need a little wine to calm my nerves down. So she grabs that wine and she starts drinking it. I mean, you ever seen Estelle drink wine? It's unbelievable. What she does is she throws her head back and starts gargling with it. I said, Estelle, could you drink just a little more reservedly? But by this time now, these people are horrified. They are horrified. So Estelle, after scratching her head with her fork, as the captain's looking at her, decides to skewer a nose nugget. I mean, she sits there, I mean, her finger's buried to the second knuckle. It's like, finally, the captain said, that's it, that's it, don't you people have any respect, any self-respect, whatever. I have never seen, I have never seen such a display of barbarism in my life. You are the lowest of the low, the slimiest of the slime. I have never seen such a sad excuse for two human beings in my life. What'd I do? What could I do? I just pulled up my pants and left, you know?
The Grease Man on DC 101.